I want to speak from a subject this morning, walking in authority and not fear. Walking in authority and not fear. The woman of God taught us so wonderfully last Sunday, and the word of God was so good about the law of faith. And we just praised God for the word of God last week. And then Christina did a wonderful communion today that went right along with our praise and worship. And goes right along with the message for today. So God does all things well. When we're led by Holy Spirit, he does all things well. So walking in authority and not fear. Thursday was my birthday, so I went fishing on my birthday. That's what I wanted to do, so that's what I did. And Phyllis, a friend of mine, she went fishing with me. And on the way to fishing, we were talking about before Christ and now that we're in Christ. And we were talking about fear and all the things we feared before Christ, you know, and how after we got born again, a lot of the fears left, but some fears still had to be conquered. And so God gave me this word about walking in authority and not fear. I had heard someone talking about fear and authority probably about a week or so ago. And I guess it's kind of sticking with me that we need to walk in authority and not fear. I want to ask you a question. How would you live your life if you knew you could never lose but always be a winner? How would you live your life if you knew you could never lose but always be a winner? Sounds like a life, what, free of fear? Fearlessly. How many times have we not done something because of fear? Many a times I've done something without fear. How many of you in here have ever been afraid of anything? My hands up first. All have been afraid and had to deal with fear. It's something that's in this world that came through Adam and Eve, and we've had to deal with it. I want to give you my testimony of fear. Fear entered my life when I was about 6 years old, six or seven. I did something, and I probably told y'all the story before. My brother told me that I hit this frog, and my brother said, the devil's going to get you. And that instilled fear in me. So as a child, I didn't know any better. I was afraid. That night, I just knew the devil was going to get me. How many of you know the devil don't get you for doing wrong because he wants you to do wrong? He wants you to do wrong. So he don't get you for doing wrong. He wants you to do wrong. But my little mind didn't comprehend that. And so that opened up the door for the enemy to bring all kind of fears into my life. Fear of dead people. Fear of the graveyard. Fear of the unknown or the unseen. Look, that was my first experience with the spiritual world. And it wasn't good because I didn't know anything good about the spiritual world at that time. My parents wasn't saved. I wasn't saved. And so all I knew that was spiritual was bad, the devil. And it was all kind of fears, fears of people, fears of talking before people, fear of being myself, fear of letting people know who I was, fear of voicing my opinion, you know, fear of rejection, fear of heights. I had all kinds of fears. Fear of thunder and lightning and storms. You know, I just was fear of elevators. When I got in the elevator, I thought I had this fear of the elevator crashing. So before I got born again, I had a lot of fears, a whole lot of fears. But once I came into Christ, a lot of those fears left. And there was some fears I had to walk out. Christ had to work them out of me, you know, but some fears were instantly gone, you know, so I had all those fears. So that's my testimonies about fear. But do you know that fear is not the will of God and nor is it healthy? Fear is not the will of God nor is fear healthy. It's not God's will. The only fear that the Bible speaks about as being healthy fear is what? The fear of God. The fear of God. What does it mean to be healthy? Healthy means you're well, you're all right, you're fine, you're fit, you're complete physically, mentally, and socially. And it's not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, because you can be well and don't have no disease, but if your mind is not healthy or your emotions are not healthy, you're full of fear, then you're not healthy. It involves being fit spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. If you're living in fear, then you are not healthy, and this fear can be affecting your soul and body. The fear of God is healthy and is the only fear that we should have. Only fear we should have is what? The fear of God. Because the fear of God is healthy fear. It's healthy fear. So what is the fear of God? I read Proverbs 1 and 7 at the beginning of our service. And then I told you about Proverbs 9 and 10. It's the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. Proverbs 1 and 7 says it's the beginning of knowledge. Proverbs 9 10 says it's the beginning of wisdom. So the fear of God is the beginning of us what? Having knowledge and us having wisdom. Because we know that, like the song said, we know that we stand in the power of Christ. We don't stand in our own strength. We didn't create ourselves. We're not here by accident, but God brought us here. So the fear of God is good. The fear of God has given him reverence. When you reverence God, you have a fear of God. What's reverence? Showing and feeling honor and respect for God. You respect God. You honor God. Respect is an act of giving particular attention, is high or special regards. You honor God. You respect him. You give him your attention. You care about what he says. You care about the word of God. You care about what God has said about your life. You care about obeying God. Why? Because you have the fear of God in you. You respect God. A lot of times we have the fear of God before we realize the love of God. But we need both. We need the fear of God and we need the love of God. The enemies of Israel didn't serve God, but they had a fear of God. They saw how God dealt with Israel and the enemies of Israel. Therefore, they gave particular attention to his acts. Men developed respect for God. Israel had many enemies, but the enemies had a fear of God because of what God did to Israel's enemies. If you fought against Israel, God fought against you. So that gave them respect for God. Sometimes people will learn how to respect God by God in us and how we live our life for God and how God protects us, watches over us, and keeps us, and blesses us. So they might not serve God, but they'll respect the God in you. They'll start respecting the God in you. That's what they'll do. So we should learn what? To walk in authority and not fear. To walk in authority and not fear. Think about all the things that we missed out on because of fear. Oh, I didn't tell y'all I was afraid of riding in airplanes. That was after I was saved. And that came from, my parents were ground people. My parents never got on the airplane their whole lives. I didn't know anybody for a long time that got on the airplane and went somewhere. You rode the bus, you rode the train, you rode the car. And so I had this fear of getting on the airplane. And some folks got a fear of getting married. You know that? There are young people that actually have a fear of getting married. They have a fear of responsibility. And I was afraid to get on the airplane. And some folks have a fear of having children too. They have a fear of going outside. They have a fear of driving in the car. riding in a car. And I had a fear. Some people got a fear of driving. I had a fear of getting on the plane. But God started dealing with me in my 50s, my early 50s, because that's when I actually got on the plane, y'all. He started dealing with me in my 50s about getting on a plane. You need to get over this fear of getting on a plane. You need to get comfortable and think about getting on a plane. Think about going somewhere on a plane. And I think it was probably about 2008 or something like that before my husband passed away. So I said, and I thought about riding a plane. I thought about it because I had a fear of heights too. I didn't want to be up high. I had a fear of heights. You know, fear of heights is you think you're going to fall. Fear of anything, you think this negative stuff about what's going to happen if you do it. That's all lies. I'm going to get to that. So I had this fear of getting on a plane, but God kept dealing with me by getting on a plane. So finally I said, Lord, I must need to get rid of this fear of riding on a plane, because someday I'm going to have to get on a plane. For some reason or other, something important is going to come along. I'm going to have to get on a plane. So my son and my daughter-in-law, they were going to Kansas City to a reunion. So what I did was I said, okay, I called them up. I said, I want to go to Kansas City with y'all to the reunion. And I knew I had to fly. Knew I had to get on a plane. I said, get my plane ticket for me, get everything ready. I'm going to get on a plane and go to Kansas City with y'all. And so they did. And all the while I'm waiting to get on this plane to go to Kansas City, I'm thinking about getting on that plane. I'm thinking about what if the plane crashes, you know, what if this, what if that. And so what God did was when I had this dream, and in the dream, I saw myself getting on the plane. It was such a beautiful sunny day. I got on the plane. It was beautiful. I was sitting beside the window, me and my grandson. He probably about 8 at that time. And we were looking out the window. And it was so beautiful up in the air and the clouds and everything. And it was so nice. And God gave me a picture of it being nice before I got on the plane. And so when I got on the plane and rode the plane, it was exactly the way God showed me in the dream. He prepared me. He also prepared me another way too, coming back. Coming back, there was so much turbulence on the plane, and that plane was rocky, it was doing this. And it was doing all kinds of, you know, the turbulence and stuff. And so I was quiet. I was praying in tongues. My daughter-in-law said, Mom, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm just praying. But going back was I've never had a flight that bad since then. But I learned to trust God, even when the plane has turbulence, and even when it's smooth, to trust Him. And needless to say, I've been on many plane rides since then, all out of the country. So I've been many plane rides since then. And had I not allowed God to help me conquer that fear, look what I would have been missing. I wouldn't have been able to go to Bible college and go on a mission trip to South America. I wouldn't have been able to go a lot of places I've been on the plane, because fear would have stopped me. Fear would have stopped me. So we need to walk in authority and not fear. So now when it comes to the plane and all the other stuff I told you about, I walk in authority and not fear. Need to walk in authority and not fear. We should have a godly fear. I told you that. Let's look at Hebrews 2:15. It's talking about the death of Jesus, and Christina taught us so good about that in communion this morning. And it talks about how the death of Jesus was, and I'm not going to read 2:14, I'm just going to go to 15, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. That's what Jesus' death on the cross did. He died on the cross to release us who through fear of death for all their lifetime subject to bondage. All fear has their origin from the fear of death. All fear comes from the fear of death. The fear of death is the root of all fear. All fear. If you're afraid of something, it's because of the fear of death. You're afraid that something's going to kill you or hurt you in some way. You actually can live without fear, perfectly at peace. Jesus and the angels in the Bible told people what? To not fear. We can actually live without fear. We don't have to live in fear. If you're dealing with any fear this morning, you don't have to live in fear. I mean, it's just the truth. You don't have to live in fear. You see, fear isn't just a reaction to external circumstances. It begins inside of you and is totally destructive. It's a spiritual enemy. Fear is a spiritual enemy. It begins on the inside and is totally destructive. Even a little fear can start as just a little thing. But if you don't attend to that fear, if you don't get rid of that fear, if you don't face that fear with the word of God, if you don't take authority over that fear, that little fear will grow into something big. And fear can paralyze you, stop you, and keep you from going forward because of fear. So fear is just a reaction to external circumstances. It's our enemy. We must recognize what? That we have been given dominion. We have been given dominion. God told Adam in Genesis 1:28, he blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over everything. I'm not going to name it all out. Have dominion, have authority, have dominion. We know Adam lost that dominion. He lost that authority. But what happened? Adam lost it, but Jesus gave it back to us. He gave it back to us. Dominion means to prevail against, reign, rule, take. Prevail against, reign, rule, take. I like that take. Take back what the devil took. Take it back. Take it back. If he's taking your courage because of fear, take it back. If he's taking something from you because of fear, take it back. You have that authority to take it back. So in the fullness of time, Jesus was born. He lived, he ministered, he exercised dominion over fear, Satan, his own body, sickness, and disease. That's another thing. If your body is not doing what it's supposed to because of fear, you've got authority over your body. Take back what your body ought to have and get rid of the fear. Get rid of the fear. Take it back. Take it back. Sickness and disease will bring fear. Trying what? To take our health, take our vitality, take our strength. But what? We're not going to let fear take from us. We're going to take back our health, take back our vitality, take back our strength. I decided I'm not going to let 72 years old of age take my vitality. I'm going to fight back. I might be 72, but I'm going to take my strength. I'm going to take my sound mind. I'm going to take what belongs to me. I'm going to take it back with my mouth and the word of God. And I speak over my body and I speak over everything that God has given me. And I tell it how to do, what to do and how to act. So Jesus walked and ministered in authority, dominion. He lived without fear because he had no fear of death. Jesus lived without fear because he what? He had no fear of death. He had no fear of death. Let's look at John 1:14. John 1:14. And the word became flesh, talking about Jesus, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I heard someone say something about truth, so I went back and I researched it, looked at the Greek definition of truth. And you know, one of the words that define truth in the Greek is reality. So Jesus came full of grace and God's reality. He came full of grace and truth and God's reality. What reality has fear given you? What are you seeing and looking at that's not God's reality, but a fear reality? When I was afraid to ride the plane, I didn't have God's reality. God's reality was that he would never leave me nor forsake me. He would take care of me. I would be safe no matter where I was. But I had this fear reality. Fear reality said if you get on a plane, it could crash. You know, you could die. And you up there, and if you hit the ground, you sure gonna die. That was the reality I had. But it wasn't God's reality. It was a fear reality. It was a fear reality. Faith is seeing God's reality. Faith is seeing God's reality. When I was thinking about being in that elevator, every time I got on the elevator when I worked in D.C., I worked on the 8th floor, I think it was. Every time I got on the elevator, I wasn't saved. And every time I got on the elevator, all I thought about was, I want to hurry up and get off this elevator because it could crash. I probably saw on TV somewhere where an elevator did crash. But that wasn't God's reality. That was my fear reality. So faith is seeing God's reality. Fear is seeing and believing a false reality. Fear's reality is false, not true. Let's look at John 1:16. And now out of his fullness, we are fulfilled. John 1:16, Passion Translation. And now out of his fullness, we are fulfilled. And from him we receive grace heaped upon grace. And from him we receive grace heaped upon grace. Grace to walk in the reality of faith. We have grace to walk in the reality of faith, which is the truth, God's truth. As we walk in our God-given authority through Jesus Christ, grace is given. This is the ability to overcome everything the enemy uses to cause us to become fearful. The grace of God is the ability to what? Overcome everything that fear has brought upon us or tries to come upon us. The antidote for fear is the grace of God. His ability to overcome. I love what Christina told us today because she let us know that what? We have in us that ability to overcome. We have in us what we need to overcome any and every fear. It's already in us because we have the grace of God. John 1:17 said, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad you got Jesus? Aren't you glad you got him? We got grace heaped upon grace. That ability to overcome every fear that the enemy brought upon me from 6 years old to the time I got born again, every fear was overcome. Every fear was conquered by the grace of God. Every fear. There's not one fear that God did not conquer that had came upon me. Every fear. But it was a process with some of them. Some of them just went instantly when I got saved. Some of them was a process. But you know, every fear that I overcame by the grace of God, I had to face the fear. I had to face the fear. I could not pretend the fear didn't exist. I could not try to not look at the fear because fear brings torment. And so we don't want to face our fears. But if you want to get rid of those fears with the grace of God, you got to face the fear. You got to face it. You just can't pretend it don't exist. How did I face my fear when it came to flying? I got on a plane. I got on a plane and I flew. How did I face my fear about elevators? I got in those elevators by the grace of God. How do I face, get rid of the fear of hikes, driving over bridges and stuff? I did it. You can't face your fear if you're going to avoid your fear. Avoiding fear is not conquering fear. because sooner or later you're gonna have to deal with it. So grace gives us the ability to overcome everything the enemy uses to cause us to become fearful. And that grace and truth comes through Jesus Christ. God's grace is his favor, his enabling ability that came through Jesus. Truth, God's way of seeing and knowing his reality. God's way of seeing and knowing his reality. We read the word of God and we say the word of God is truth. And we believe the word of God is truth. But when you read the word of God, are you seeing and knowing God's reality in that truth? Or are you just memorizing something and just reading something? Sometimes we get the word of God and we make a religion or a law out of it. I got to read my chapter today. I got to make sure I read the Bible today. You know, and then I got to make sure I pray today. Then we read a verse in the Bible, check it off our list. We pray, we check it off our list. Then we feel good about ourselves. I did it today. I read today. I prayed today. And that's not the way to do it. That's not you taking the word of God, letting that word renew your mind so you can see and know God's reality. God's reality. The pain says I'm sick, but God's reality, his word of God says I'm well. And if I see through God's reality and not the fear of the pain or the sickness, then I'm going to see that, okay, the word of God says I'm well, so I'm well. Doesn't matter how I feel, I'm well. No matter how things look in the natural, I'm successful. It might look like I'm not going to get through this and finish, but I will. It might look like I'm not going to overcome, but I will. And the devil will try to get you to have fear. He would get you to say, to think this way, that I'm never going to do any better. I'm never going to get any better. I'm never going to get out of this. This is just the way it is. That is not truth. That is not true. And that's not God's reality. That's the devil's reality. That's the devil's reality. The truth or reality of God for us is this. We have been given back our dominion and authority through Christ. We have been given back our dominion and authority through Christ. You've been given it back. If you're in Christ and Christ is in you, you have your authority and dominion back. But it's like Christina said, just because you got it back, don't mean you're walking in it and using it. Doesn't mean you're utilizing all of it, but you got it. It's like the woman of God said last week, everybody been the measure of faith. But what you're doing with your measure, that's what counts. What you're doing with it. Matthew 28:18 says this. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So what is authority? Authority is the power of rule or government. The power of him whose will and commands must be submitted to by others and obeyed. Y'all hear that? Is the power of rule or government. It's the power of him whose will and command must be submitted to by others and obeyed. Power to influence or command thought, opinion, or behavior. So fear must obey us because of what? Christ in us and the authority we've been given. So fear has to obey. If you tell fear to go, if you tell fear to stop, if you tell fear to cease, fear has to do what you command it to do. Sickness and disease has to do what we command it to do when we speak the word of God. But the thing is, you got to know, I got to know that my authority, that I have authority. I got to know the authority in me works. I might know Christina's authority works when she speaks, but I need to know that when I speak, authority works. You need to know when you speak the authority of Christ in you works. And if you know that, after a while, your body's going to know it. The devil's going to know it. circumstance around you, you're going to know that, oh, they walking in authority now. They used to didn't know that. They acting like they know it now. So we got to know we have that authority. We got to know it. So what did Jesus say? Jesus said in John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. So it's my job, what? Not to let my heart be troubled. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So what? He's the way out of fear. His truth is the way out of fear. His life in us brings light in us to get us out of fear. Then he said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Fear brings no peace with it. Fear has no peace. But Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let fear make you afraid. Don't accept fear. Don't allow fear to come in. If it's already in, start kicking it out. Kick fear out. Kick it out of your life. Kick it out of your heart. Then Romans 8:35 says this. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or pestilence or sword? Tribulation brings with it fear. Distress brings fear. Persecution brings fear. Famine brings fear. Nakedness brings fear. Danger brings fear. If someone comes at you with a gun or a sword, that brings fear. But Paul said, none of those things will separate us from the love of God. Then he said, for your sake, we are killed all day long. Romans 8:36. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. That means all day long, we're in danger of somebody killing us. We walk around in fear. Because we preach the gospel, that somebody is going to try to kill us. They look us at us as sheep for the slaughter. Do you not know? Sounds like some of that could bring fear, doesn't it? If you let it bring fear, it could bring fear. But Paul was not in fear. He said, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So I'm not fearful, but I know I'm a conqueror. I don't walk around in fear because of all these things, because I know that in Christ, I am more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. Let's look at 1 John 5:4. But whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Our faith. You can't have fear and faith at the same time. If you're walking around in fear and you're acknowledging that fear, then your faith is not activated and working in you. So he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So we overcome through our faith, and we overcome why? How? Because we know that Jesus is the Son of God. Romans 12:11. I've been looking at the clock, so I need to slow down. Revelation 12:1. And they overcame him, the accuser, which is Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. So how do we overcome fear and walk in our authority? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. You got to know that the blood of Jesus paid for everything. It paid for everything. And then you got to use your words that come out of your mouth to speak that. You got to speak the word of God over everything that could bring fear. You speak the word of God. Speak the word of God over your body. Speak the word of God over your situation. Speak the word of God over your children, your job, or whatever. Whatever's bringing you anxiety, whatever's trying to get you in fear, whatever's worrying you, speak the word of God over it. That's how you overcome. That's how you overcome. And then it says, and they did not love their life to death. We are not worried about dying. If you are born again a believer, you ain't got to worry about dying. The old saints used to say, I done died one time. I ain't got to die no more. I was dead before Christ. Now that we are in Christ, we are alive forevermore. So death is not an issue. It is not an issue for a born-again believer. Andrew said it's a win-win situation. If I leave this body, the Bible doesn't call it death when you're born again. It calls sleep. If this body goes to sleep, then my spirit and my soul go to be with Jesus. What's lost about that? So I don't have to fear death. I know that by the stripes of Jesus, that my body is healed, so I can believe to be healed. I can believe to receive healing for my body. So I don't have to be afraid of death. If I'm healed, I'm healed. If I go to be with Jesus, Paul said it's far better. So we shouldn't go around fearing death. Don't allow fear of death to hold you back. Don't let it hold you back. Don't let it hold you back. Ephesians 6:17 says this, I take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. You take that word of God, for Hebrews 4:12 said, for the word of God is living and powerful. You take that word of God and you hit fear with the word of God every time and rear its ugly head. And it will try to rear its ugly head. But take the word of God, take your sword. Go in the word of God, get you a word. Get the word, get the word, get the word, and take that word and use it against whatever fear coming against you. I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ lives in me. I'm more than a conqueror. Jesus told me, let not my heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So I refuse to be in fear. I refuse to be afraid. Jesus got this. He is my strength. He is whatever I need. His grace is sufficient. I have no need to fear. So I walk in authority by the word of God and not fear. And not fear. And not fear. Don't allow fear to stop you from the will of God. Don't allow fear to stop you from joy. Don't allow fear to stop you from living the life that God said you ought to live. Don't let fear do that. Don't let fear paralyze you to where you're afraid to do or say anything because of fear. Because that's not who you are. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. We are not a fearful people. We are a courageous people. We are a bold people. So we have authority over all the fear of death and the enemy. We don't have to walk in fear, but in our God-given authority. We walk by faith and not by fear. We overcome fear by believing and using our authority in Christ Jesus. Every time fear raises its ugly little head, pick up your sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use your authority. Walk in freedom from the fears of this world. There's a lot of things out here now to be fearful of. But just because there are a lot of things out here to be fearful of, don't mean we have to be fearful. The world's going to be fearful. They're going to talk fear. Fear is going to be talked on the television. It's going to be talked on the news. People will come around you talking fear. But don't engage in the fear talk. Engage in the word of God talk. Stop fear in its tracks. Stop fear in its tracks. Amen. Just seeing if I said everything I wanted to say. So stop fear in its tracks. And don't allow fear to rule you. I used to allow fear to rule me, but now fear does not rule my life. Somebody said fear is false evidence appearing to be true or real. I got it up here somewhere. I don't want to say it just like it was. False evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. That's all fear is. False evidence that's trying to make you think it's real. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. So it's not true. That's right, Tyler. Fear is not true. It's just false evidence. It's just false evidence. And the enemy wants you to make you think that it's real. Amen. Let's stand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father God, we thank you for the word today. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and everything about you, God. We say thank you. God, it's such a blessing to be free from fear. It is such a blessing to be free from fear. Thank you, Jesus. And God, if there's anybody here this morning that's not free of fear, if there's still some fears they need to overcome, God, I pray for them right now. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would help them overcome this fear, whatever it is. Help them to face that fear, Father, and to face it with your word and face it with you and overcome by the blood of the Lamb and their testimony of your word, Father God, and not to be overcome with fear. So, God, we thank you for freedom today. We are people that walk in authority and not fear. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Let us be a people, Father God, to help others, that bring peace to others, that pray for others that might be in fear, to share the word of God with them and get them out of fear with the word, to turn them on to the truth of the word of God so they can be free of fear. Because many who are born again, many who are professing to be Christians, God, they are walking around in fear right now. And they need to know the truth that fear is just false. It's false evidence trying to appear real. So God, we thank you for freedom. We thank you for freedom. We thank you, God, that we have grace to stay free. Grace just don't get us free, but grace keeps us free. So God, we thank you for that grace and that authority that keeps us free. And we can stand in your power and your anointing as free creatures, free creations, free sons and daughters in Christ. So God, we thank you for that freedom this morning. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, God. God, we thank you for freedom from sickness and disease. I know what it is to be free from a sickness and a disease. And God, I say thank you for that. We don't want to forget. If you did it one time, God, you'll do it again. If you brought us out of fear one time, you'll bring us out of fear again. If you healed us one time, you'll heal us again. Thank you, Jesus. So God, we thank you for that freedom this morning. We just thank you for that freedom this morning, Lord. Freedom to be who you have created us to be. Freedom to be who we are in Christ Jesus. We don't have to pretend to be anybody else. We don't have to try to be anybody else. We are free to be who you have created us to be. We are free to be us. And us is different from each other. But we are free to be us. Hallelujah. We are free to be us. Thank you, Jesus. So God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Help us to walk in that freedom of who we are in you. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You may be seated. You are free to be you. Any prayer requests before we close?